crime, please.
Yes, hi. I'm not quite sure if this is a crime or not, but it certainly was aggressive. I was taking pictures of a landscaper who was using gasoline-powered leaf blowers, taking pictures. And this guy came over and started blowing all the dust at me and then had words with me because I always take pictures of them doing it.
Anytime you call 911 and go, I don't know if this is a crime or not.
Then don't call 911.
Like, this is, what do you care that he's using a gas blower?
Why are we taking pictures of him?
You see, I always take pictures of the guys.
Why?
Because he's going to report the guy.
For doing what?
For using, apparently, you can't use a gas blower.
That's against the law?
Well, there's like a certain volume. In Brookline, there's there's a meter, like a level of volume that your leaf blower cannot be. Do you remember that? That was Brookline as well.
Because I thought that was just new.
There was the anti-blower law. Oh, maybe that was.
That's just new.
Oh, it was.
That's
okay.
And then, by the way, that lady is no joke because I know landscapers around there.
And they're like, don't mess with the anti-leaf blower association.
No, like everyone's just like so over her. Because, like, you got to go and hurry up if you're the landscaper, and the cops have to come.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She drives around, and, like, the cops have to come, and it's just like...
Landscapers, let me just do my damn job. Let me get out of here.
The cops, like, have to show up. I mean, they don't want to.
The landscaper walked up to that guy and said,
hi, Ron. You taking pictures?
First of all, if there's some guy taking pictures of me...
That's weird.
Like,
right?
A lunatic.
It's weirding me out.
Yeah, like a lunatic. Everyone has so much time on their hands.
He's very aggressive.
They redid the house next to mine, and it's still going on a year later, and it doesn't even bother me. Leaf blower. Give me a break. Any inconvenience, any time that everything isn't perfectly in your way in Brookline, if it's not going exactly the way you want it to go, it is someone else's responsibility to fix it.
I don't know if this is a crime or not.
Oh, thanks for calling 911. There's a homicide that didn't get through. We'll just send out 5 squad cars to this stupid leaf blower.
And it was a very aggressive man. He was like blowing all this dirt and everything at me.
Okay, why don't I send the police?
And the reason why I'm calling you is because it's absolutely useless to call the guy who's in charge of leaf blowers.
There's a guy.
Chief
Leaf Blower.
He's got like 10 phones.
They call him Chief Blower.
Here's my card.
No, he's just got 10 phones, and he's constantly working the phones. It's pointless. I can never get through. Leaf Blower guy, please hold. Leaf Blower guy, please hold. And the reason I'm calling you 911 in aggressive fashion.
Why are you standing in his dirt path? Like, why are you out there close enough to where this guy can, like, get the leaf blower at you? Like, what are you doing?
Why wouldn't you move when he came
Even
after
you? Even if you are taking pictures,
okay,
which is utterly ridiculous. Do you not have, like, a zoom lens?
Okay, wait a second. Like, say everything is equal.
Yeah.
How is this a crime?
It's not. There's no way this is a crime in any way,
shape, or form. If I'm blowing leaves, and he doesn't even say, it's just, and, like, dirt came up, then move.
To take the pictures of the guy.
The only annoying thing about leaf blower guys is when they don't hear you and you're like trying to get by them. That's the only annoying thing.
That lasts what, like 5 seconds?
Well, you call the cops and then they come.
Or big leaf blower. The leaf blower, chief blower.
We call the chief leaf blower guy.
Guy in charge of leaf blowers.
He makes $100,000 a year and he gets a pension after 5 years on the job.
I'm more concerned with the aggression and the blowing debris in your direction.
Yes.
We do have the procedure that the Public Works, enforces the leaf blow regulations at this point.
Which, by the way, I totally disagree with, but that's another matter because it's useless. The guy also has another job of doing the recycling. He can never get, by the time he picks up a message that there's a violation, the people are gone. So it's a ridiculous.
So he's called him on, like, not recycling correctly as well?
No.
He's insulted the police for not enforcing things while calling them for help.
No. His problem is he's got too much on his plate. Because he's also in charge of the recycling.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all bureaucracy.
You guys suck. You
There's
don't
so
respond
much red,
fast enough.
It's so much
big,
red tape.
Big Leaf trying to ruin everything.
Yeah, it's so much red tape that they got to go through.
Don't you hate that?
That's a matter for the town hall. You know, I can't.
I hear you. I'm not blaming you.
Like
guys.
I said, and your name?
I'm sorry?
Your name?
Oh, my name. I'm sorry. I'm multitasking. My name.
When did this take place?
Just a little while ago.
Okay.
When they see me taking pictures, they usually pull away.
And they've left the area?
Usually when they see me taking pictures, they pack up and leave.
So you don't know if they've done so now?
Let me check. Yeah, they're gone. But, you know, this is not the first time.
All right.
Yeah, the policeman actually came and...
Sure, we'll get the next available officer right out there.
It's a constant annoyance and health hazard.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's a big health hazard. Yeah, dirt.